Hello and welcome to Gas About Games for a very special edition. My name is Sam.
And I'm Greg.
I just thought I'd throw you off.
I was a bit throwing off.
You were like, wait, what? What's my name?
What are we talking about this week, Greg?
Sam, this year. Nope.
This week
we are talking about, we're going to talk about a year. So we're going to talk about a specific year, one that's very special to us. And we're going to talk through some of the different things in entertainment / video games that happened that year. And this week, nearly said year again, we're going to be talking about 1989, which is the year that both of us were born. Because we're young spring chickens, don't you know? I think you wanted to start at the top, though.
I was going
to
say...
So let me hand over to you, delicately.
Speaking of people born in 1989...
Ooh, who else was born in 1989?
Let's play a game.
Uh-oh. Okay, yeah, okay, I'm down.
Basically, I'm going to give you some clues about a particular celebrity, and you're going to tell me who it is.
Okay, cool. All right. I know one person that was born in 1989.
Was it me?
Yes, you're the famous person that was born in 1989.
Thanks.
The only famous person that was born in 1989 in my mind.
I know. So the first person, he's a British actor.
Oh.
He is known for playing a wizard.
Oh.
And he says ridiculous a lot. A famous wizard.
A famous wizard.
He plays the most famous wizard.
The most famous wizard. Why do I recognize that? Oh, is it? It's Danrad.
Yes.
Yes, there we go. It took me a minute. Jeez. I knew it was from that realm.
Oh.
But for some reason, I didn't get the ridiculous reference. Yes, Danrad,
ridiculous
of course.
Is the spell.
Yeah. No, I got there in the end. Oh. My brain was just struggling.
Oh, I can remember a better clue.
Yeah, okay. No, it was a good clue. Yeah.
You're right. This may be more obscure. Here you're not.
Okay, cool.
She was on Taskmaster.
Okay.
And she also stars in a BBC comedy about ghosts called Ghosts.
Oh, it's... What is her name? She's not Catherine, but she's like Catherine.
Oh, no. Similar-ish.
Yeah, vaguely. I can't remember her name. Oh, Charlotte Ritchie.
Yeah, what a... Woo! Oh, wait, you got that.
We got there in the end. I was like, yeah, go on, tell me. Oh, no, wait, I've got it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, there we go. See?
Three to go.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right. Good so far. Two from two.
Two into... Yeah. Okay. So he was... he was in About a Boy and Skins.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he played a big blue monster in X-Men called Beast.
Yes, it is Nicholas Holt.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you so
much.
That's good.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing well so far, yes.
Okay, so she stars as a Marvel superhero.
Okay.
Her latest film involved cats eating people and a planet with where you could only communicate through musicals.
Okay.
Her first name is a type of cheese. If that helps.
Yes, it does. Is Brie Larson.
Yeah, it is.
But I didn't realize she was the same age as us. That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, cool. Fair enough. Okay. How dare these people be so
successful? I was going to say that.
Yeah.
And the final person.
Yeah.
She owns a cat called Olivia Benson.
Oh.
And she also likes to shake it off.
I swear I've
from
heard
time to
this
time.
Fact before. Who had a cat called Olivia Benson?
It's the most well-known thing about her.
I don't know. Did she like have an album that was named like after...
Oh, after a particular year. Yeah, maybe she did.
Is it... what's her name? Taylor Swift?
Yeah, well
there
done.
We go. I've not really heard of her much.
Yes,
I hear
she
she's a superb owl.
She is. She does. Yeah, she has an album called 1989.
There we go. Hey.
She was also born in 1989.
She was. Good. There we go. That was fun.
That was a fun
little quiz to start off the day.
Yes.
The day. Yeah, sure.
It's gonna be
the year,
day.
Whatever you want to call it.
So how would you like to start off with the best of
Do you want to start with video games?
Yeah, okay.
Because that's kind of the thing we're meant to be.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense to you. Shall I throw a name of a game out there?
Yes.
What about Tetris? Let's start with Tetris.
That's on my list as well.
Okay, so Tetris obviously such a massive game for the world.
Specifically for the Game Boy when I played it.
Yeah.
Not in 1989. But the Game Boy was released in
1989. Straight out, straight playing Tetris on the Game Boy.
Exactly. And it was I think it was like a pack-in, or at least it was the game... that everyone was buying.
For
this device.
For the Game Boy. Yeah, okay.
And yeah, it's
I don't
it's
really
Tetris.
Remember my first interaction with Tetris.
Oh, which version of Tetris did
you
play? Yeah,
I don't really know. That's the thing.
Have you played this version?
The one for the Game Boy.
The 1989 version, yeah.
No, I can't. I don't think I have.
Classic.
yeah, totally. Yeah. I've played it in arcades and stuff before. Yeah. So obviously like the
it's
proper
similar.
Old school. Yeah. But I mean, they all are. The only one that's the rebel to the similar Tetris.
Oh, I know which one
Tetris
you're going to say.
Sphere. My arch nemesis.
You know
Tetris
what would make Tetris even better?
Sphere. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, no, but I enjoy Tetris. I'm terrible at it, but I enjoy
We're
Tetris.
We're still waiting for Tetris Sphere 2, aren't we?
No. what game? What other games have you got listed? Go on, hit me. See if that's on my list as
okay,
well.
Okay, another Game Boy game I got is Super Mario Land, which I played.
Oh,
quite a
I
lot
haven't
well.
Put Super Mario Land down.
Oh, okay.
Here. Okay.
So this was a big one because it was the first, or it's the first Mario game on a handheld.
Yes,
it?
Yeah. I've played little bits of this game, but not a lot.
It was kind of similar to Mario Brothers, but it was on a much smaller scale.
Yeah.
Obviously, in a much more zoomed in.
Yeah, of course.
But it still had all the same, you know, level design and all the different enemies and stuff. So yeah, nice. It was impressive that they could
squeeze
get it running
that down. And yeah,
very,
exactly.
very
that's
impressive.
Very cool. So speaking of Super Mario, I've got Super Mario Bros. 3 here for the NES.
Oh, was that in...
Yeah, apparently, 1989.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
Oh,
which is...
yeah, because that would have been one of the last ones. One of the last...
Yeah, there you go. Before they moved up to the SNES, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is cool.
That's a good game. I don't think I've actually finished that game, which is
I don't
probably...
think I've finished that game either.
I have played it, but not...
Maybe that's something we can add to our list for future playing.
Yeah, that's...
Which would be cool.
That's the one where you get the big yellow cape, isn't it? Which
yes,
I enjoy a lot.
Think
so.
So
you
can
run really fast, and then you can fly around the levels.
Yes.
Lots of shortcuts, which I think is the first one that they did that with.
Oh, okay.
Like you can accidentally end up skip levels and things like that, and secrets and things that they hid in there.
Ah, that's fun. Because it's one of the better Super Mario Bros. Games.
Yeah. It's
like
it's...
nobody talks about the second one.
No.
Because the second one is... sin.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a weird story about the second one. Mm-hmm. It was going to be another game.
Yes.
But they made it Mario because they were like, "Oh, this first Mario game's done really well. Quick.
We need to quickly
retheme this with Mario." Well, and that's basically what
they released Super Mario Brothers 2 in Japan, didn't they? The Lost or they released a really difficult version of Mario 2, and basically America was like, this is way too hard for our American or British fans, so let's make let's buy a different game that's already being made.
And then just Mario it. In. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I quite like the second one. World and 3 are
the good ones.
Supposedly the better ones.
What else you got on your list?
I've got DuckTales.
No, I didn't play DuckTales.
Which again, I played on the Game Boy.
Nice, yeah.
But I think it was more on the NES.
Yes,
which is fun because you've got I think it's an umbrella. You play as Scrooge, basically.
Scrooge McDuck. Yep.
And I think you've got an umbrella or something. And you can bounce on it.
Oh,
cool. Really
cool. Okay, that's a fun.
It had really cool music.
Yep.
Possibly from the cartoon.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Probably,
But yeah, it had really good music and really cool character design with all the ducks. And
oh, cool.
I can't remember why Scrooge is he's doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can. I just remember you being able to hop around.
That's cool.
So
okay, I've never played that. That might be fun. I might put that on my list to play at some point. The next thing I've written down here is Mother, which is a game that I've emulated but never actually played proper.
Okay, yes.
Which is really fun. It's kind of... how do I describe it? I don't know. It's kind of... So I was looking for games like Paper Mario.
Oh, okay.
And I found this. Knew nothing about it beforehand. And, you know, quite enjoy it. It's got that turn-by-turn battle style.
Yeah, of course.
Which is quite fun. So a good game. Really enjoyed it. Haven't finished it. But yeah, like playing it.
So I've written down Earthbound, which I think is the same thing. I think that's the American name for it.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that those two games were the same.
Okay. Yeah, that's where the character Nez is from, isn't it? Which is who's in Smash Brothers and has the yo-yo and various other things. I assume that's in the game, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I can't remember.
But I don't know if that's on the... Yeah, we have to have a look and see if that's on the NES online.
Yes, we'll have a little nose. See if we can find out.
My next one is SimCity.
Yep, I've got that on my list as well. Yeah, one of the first sim-related games ever made. I very briefly interacted with SimCity, not a lot, but very briefly.
Kind of incredible that they can get that running on the NES as well.
Yeah. Because I presume originally a PC game, right?
I don't know, actually.
It seems like it's a clicky.
It certainly seems like it would work a lot better on PC, but I don't know whether it was originally a PC game.
Oh, I don't know either. But
definitely, like, the ones from like the early 2000s, they're obviously PC only. Yes. So, yeah, maybe it could be.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what PC you could even run that on in 1989.
No, I don't know.
But...
Apple II?
Yeah, exactly. That's probably all you have.
Yeah, probably. Okay. And then last but not least on my list, I've got Paperboy. Which is, you know, a sort of classic game that people love. I've played very, very little of this game.
Right.
A very big game when we had the retro video game shop. People used to always be like, oh, have you got Paperboy? And you'd be like, yes, give me 20 minutes to load it on the Commodore 64 or whatever.
Oh, so was it more of an arcade game, that one? Or was it a console? I don't know.
Yeah, so I think, I'm not entirely sure what it was first. But we had it on, I think, the Commodore 64 and the NES.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Obviously, I try and push people to play on the NES because then I don't have to play through a 90-minute tape.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to load the tape. Yeah, sensible.
Just be like, oh, Paperboy, we have that on the NES as well. People seem to enjoy that game, which is cool. They made a one for the N64 as well, which everyone hated.
I don't think I actually played that one, but I vaguely remember it coming out.
Yeah.
It's quite a simple idea, isn't it? It's just throwing papers at people.
That's it. That's the plot. Yep, you got it. You nailed it. Have you got any more on your list for games?
So I've got a few more. I've got Castlevania 3.
Oh, wow. Okay,
which came out in 1989. Mm-hmm. Which I quite enjoyed, those old Castlevania games.
Yeah. They're not really games I've played before, so maybe we should put that on our list as well.
Yeah, so you've played like Ori, haven't you?
Yes.
Which is basically... Castlevania, where you get the item, so then you unlock different areas.
Oh, okay,
cool. So it's that structure,
that sort of plot,
but just on the NES. And you've got a whip as your weapon.
Oh, cool.
Instead of whatever you have in Ori, I don't know, just your fists.
Light power. Yeah.
Then I've got Prince of Persia.
Okay. Wow, that came out that long ago. Wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, again, which is just a simple side scroller, really.
Yes.
But, you're the Prince of Persia. And the final one I have is Minesweeper.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that came out in 1989. A classic. Love Minesweeper. Yeah, 100%.
And it hasn't changed since 1989. Yeah,
it's a real shame it's not bundled in with Windows 10 and 11.
I know. Yeah, right. Yeah,
maybe bring that back for Windows 12, Microsoft. We're looking at you.
Yeah, we're looking for Minesweeper 3D or Minesweeper
Sphere?
VR.
Minesweeper Sphere?
Minesphere.
That's how you upgrade a game. You make it into a sphere. Okay, cool. Nice, good selection of games.
Yeah, that was...
What do you want to talk about next? I was thinking maybe films.
Yeah, let's jump into films.
Okay, let's jump into films. I've got all the good stuff in here.
It's a good year for
It is a good year for films. I did have to narrow down quite a bit, so I've tried to keep it to like five or less for all of these categories. So I've got Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, okay, that's not on my list. Yeah,
really?
Okay.
Oh, love that movie. Great movie.
I don't know that I've even seen it.
Oh, mate, you need to see Who Framed Roger Rabbit. It's one of the only films ever where there's Disney characters and Warner Brothers characters in the same movie.
Oh, wow. How did they pull that off?
Lots of agreements and licensing stuff. But yeah, no, really, really good film. Really like it. It's very 80s.
Okay.
It's wonderful. What have you got on your list? Hit me with one of yours.
So the first one I've got is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Nice, great movie. For some reason, not on my list.
Oh, okay.
I genuinely love that film, but yeah, not on my list.
And what's the quote? Is be excellent to each other and party on, dudes.
Party on, dudes, indeed. Yeah. I have a weird thing with Bill and Ted because I watched Bogus Journey before I watched Excellent Adventure.
Oh, amazing.
Which is the wrong way round. I really like Bogus Journey.
I think they're both
great movies, but not that many people like Bogus Journey, even though I really like it.
Bogus Journey is way more like 90s, whereas Excellent Adventure feels a lot more 80s. Like, Back to the Future kind of inspired, and also you time travel in a phone box, which is slightly similar to another property of Doctor Who.
Yes. Speaking of Back to the Future,
oh,
this is the year the Back to the Future 2 came out.
Yeah, part
which
two.
Is like some people say is the better Back to the Future movie. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I think it's a great film.
I thought the first one was better.
I think one and two, both amazing films. Three is fine.
Yeah, three is...
It's not as good as the other
two. Three is the weakest one, but it's still very good.
It's still a very good film, yeah, totally.
So this is the one where you've got the hoverboard, the famous hoverboard scene.
The Mattel hoverboard, yeah.
Yeah, the very touch.
Yeah. And the cool shoes as well. This is the cool shoes.
Oh, the self-tying Nike shoes.
Self-tying laces, yeah, exactly.
And this is... Yeah, so this one had a more confusing plot than the first one, I think.
Yes, 100%.
It's about the sports... Almanac, I think they call it.
Yes,
isn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah. It's the kind of the MacGuffin. This is the thing. Oh, so, yeah.
And then I think he sends it to Biff is the character, I think.
Yes.
And they send it back to him, and then the past changes and becomes unrecognized. And then they have to go back to the...
To the future.
Back to the future again.
Two? Yeah, exactly. I've got another movie that's a two as well. Deserves a mention. Is it Ghostbusters 2?
Yeah,
of course it's Ghostbusters 2. I love this film. Hmm. Not that many people like it that much, but I think it's great. The whole plot with the creepy ass painting.
Yeah, the painting.
I really like it, but I don't think that many people do.
I remember the beginning of the film, which is the baby in the pram.
Yes.
That being extremely funny.
Yes.
Wandering around the streets of New York or whatever, just getting into trouble.
So good. Yeah, yeah.
So that's probably the best thing.
What else have you got on your list?
So my next one is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yes. I thought about putting that one down, but I didn't.
Which is great because it has Sean Connery as his father.
Of course, starring role for Sean Connery. He's never done anything else.
He never did anything else.
Speaking of other movies, License to Kill.
Oh, I came out on this my list year. As well. Timothy Dalton's
not
finest.
Sean Connery, but Timothy Dalton.
Much cooler.
Yes.
Bond.
Yeah, everyone's favourite Bond, Timothy Dalton.
Do you remember much from this film?
No, I mostly remember the title sequence. You got a license to kill. Yeah, the song more than anything else.
I remember there's a scene with some trucks and there's a ramp and it goes up on like two wheels.
Okay.
And then there's a guy with like a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
He shoots the rocket launcher and I think as it's about to hit the truck, he goes up on the ramp, goes on two wheels, and it goes underneath. And I remember that being very cool.
What a fun stunt. That is a cool stunt, though. It's a cool stunt. Yeah.
It probably looks terrible now.
Oh, for sure.
When I was a kid.
For sure.
Very, very cool.
Have you got anything else on your list? I've got one more thing.
I've got a couple more.
Okay, cool. Do you want to go first?
I've got Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Nice. Okay, no, I haven't got Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, okay.
But great movie, yeah.
Yeah, Rick Moranis
is
the lead. He's like a crazy inventor.
Yep.
And then I think the kids like sneak in one day and accidentally use the machine.
Yeah. I think they hit a baseball up into the thing and it hits the machine. And they go to get the baseball and then they get shrunk. Yeah.
And then they have to...
And then chaos ensues.
Yeah, and then they go... hang out with some ants and there's like stuff, some sprinklers and stuff and it's fun. It's a
basically the whole movie is them trying to get from one end of the garden to the other.
Yes, exactly. It's the entire film.
Of the film.
But such a crazy creative time for films.
So the one last one I've got on here is Die Hard. Everyone's favourite Christmas
movie. That was 1989. Yes.
So everyone's favourite Christmas movie.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah. I associate that more with like the 90s, but yeah, you're right. It's right at the end.
Yeah,
of the
right 80s. At the end of the 90s. At the end of the 80s. Sorry,
because all the other ones were the like two and three, I think, are fairly 90s ones. But Die Hard is a classic.
Classic movie. I watched this recently. Well, we watched this recently with my explorers. Were you there for that evening?
Yes,
there's so much of his feet in that movie. It was a little bit much.
Yeah. He's like always walking on glass.
His bloody feet.
Yeah.
It's like half the film is consumed by Bruce Willis's bloody feet.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's fine. That's what the director wanted. That's what the director got.
I don't actually know why they did that.
I don't.
It was
an interesting choice.
I've got one more film.
Yeah, sure.
Which is Batman 1989.
Oh, yeah.
The Michael Keaton.
Yes.
One, which is a lot darker than the 1966 Batman.
Also. Yes, and also the George Clooney ones. It's much.
Oh, the George Clooney
darker.
Was after.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah,
the
like
campy
the first...
George Clooney Batman.
Yeah,
is, much a little bit later.
And then obviously Jack Nicholson is the Joker.
Yes,
which is a great role as well.
Yeah.
And move on to TV.
Yeah, we can do TV. Yeah. So, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I'll go with the the obvious one is The Simpsons.
Yes, that's I've got that on my list. Well done.
1989.
Yep. A lot of my other shows on here are very UK focused.
Oh, really?
And I can only apologize to any listeners we have in foreign countries.
Oh, I don't have many. I only have
but let's talk about Bodger and Badger.
Bodger and Badger, did that really start in there?
Yeah, so Bodger and Badger first came out in 1989.
Do you want to explain what this is for people?
Bodger and Badger is a guy... and a puppet who's a badger.
Yes.
And he really likes mashed potato.
Oh, that's his thing, isn't it? Yeah. So bizarre.
That's the plot.
Why did they always had to have a thing, didn't they? Like Paddington has to like marmalade. Or,
yes, yeah, yeah. And Pooh with honey.
Pooh likes honey. Yeah. Garfield likes lasagna.
Lasagna, yeah. They always have a food
a
thing.
A food that
yeah.
they love.
Yeah, exactly.
Mashed potato
Bodger and Badger, and it was a kids' TV show basically, and it was silly and goofy as you'd imagine it to be. Yeah, so that was my list. It was one of the most important TV shows of the
year.
Your
list is
going to
be slightly different to mine.
Yeah, okay, go on, you go.
My one is Seinfeld.
Oh yeah,
is that on your list?
No.
Okay.
It's not a classic British TV show.
But that's a classic American.
So did
sitcom.
That come out in 19? Like, did it
started in 1989? First
okay,
season.
Okay, cool. Wow. Okay,
short
cool.
first season, but that's where it started.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that on my list for some reason. I didn't see it.
Which I do enjoy, but I prefer the Curb Your Enthusiasm is much better if you can compare them because it's the same writer.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
much
yeah.
much better in my opinion because there's no. It's all like laugh tracks and it's all very.
Yes.
Superficial and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Other things are a bit more. I don't know. Yeah, there's still some good jokes in there. But I do.
Let's talk about. Let's go to the bottom of the garden with the Poddington
is
peas.
That, no, that's 1989, is it?
Yeah. So another British TV show. An animated TV show where peas come to life at the end of somebody's garden and have adventures together.
What was going on in Britain?
I don't know. And there was some like evil peas as well. I don't know why they were evil.
Oh, because you need a villain.
The main thing I remember from this show is the theme tune. Down at the bottom of the garden.
Of course, a classic theme.
With the Poddington peas.
What's the natural enemy of the pea?
I don't know.
Is it?
I think it's an evil pea.
An evil pea.
In this plot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Birds, maybe.
Oh, birds, yeah. Birds. Yeah. But that would be a less fun show, I imagine.
Yeah. Go on then. What have you got next?
I've got Quantum Leap. Did you ever watch this?
No.
With Scott Bakula,
okay.
The actor.
No, I don't know this.
Oh, it's a fun show. So he, he's like a time traveler.
Yeah.
So he'll every week he goes into like the body of a different famous person. So one week he'll be like Elvis, and the next week he'll be JFK or something.
Okay.
And basically he has like a few days to change something that happens in the timeline to like rectify it. And it's a really cool idea. It's fairly
it sounds interesting.
Doctor Who like.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's quite fun. It's just a goofy, fun time travel show that I used to enjoy.
I've got a reality TV show next.
Oh, I think I might have the same one.
I don't think you do.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about Interceptor. Now, this is probably a show that you've never seen.
I don't know what this is.
So this is a show that I remember watching with my sister quite a bit when we were younger. Mm. The basic plot of Interceptor is that you are... Well, it's a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
There's two contestants, one red, one blue.
Mm-hmm.
Same. They wear these backpacks that aren't really a backpack. They're more like a briefcase that you can put on your back.
Okay.
And they have like five targets on them. Oh. And the interceptor has to shoot the targets.
Cool.
But it's like all over the UK. They have to get to different locations in the UK without the interceptor shooting out all of their targets. But the interceptor's in a big black helicopter.
What? I wasn't expecting the helicopter.
Yeah, the big black helicopter.
Is this a British show?
Yeah, British show.
They have the budget for a helicopter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big black helicopter. Yeah, okay. Yeah. The interceptor's like a bald man with like sunglasses and a trench coat.
So they're trying to avoid this guy.
They're trying to avoid the interceptor. It's hunted, but not hunted.
But he's in a helicopter.
He's in a helicopter.
Which I feel would be quite easy to detect.
Yes. Yes.
Like in the countryside.
Yes.
How good is the interceptor?
Yes.
Because there's nothing,
there's
but
nothing
miles except this giant
this
helicopter.
Black helicopter. Yeah, yeah, totally. We used to really enjoy watching that. It's kind of... It was quite intense at times and just kind of just stupid.
That sounds like fun. Was it a kids' TV show? Or like a...
No, no, no. Adult.
Oh, an adult.
Well, adult, vaguely. You know. But yeah, I'm glad we both had shows that neither of us have seen.
Mine are so different. My choices are so different.
Okay, so what's your last one? That you said was a reality TV show? Because I've got another reality TV show after this.
It's not. So it's more of a game show than a reality show.
Yeah, I agree with that. So is mine.
Gladiators.
Nope.
American Gladiators with Jet and the Wolf.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember with the sticks?
Yeah, I remember Gladiators.
And the hanging things that you got.
Yeah, but they've come back recently, hasn't it?
I heard this, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
Whoops. Never mind. Yeah, so I have another game show on my list that you haven't mentioned that's a little bit more kid-friendly. Funhouse.
Oh, Funhouse.
With the twins and also, what is his name?
Twins?
Neil Buchanan?
Neil Patrick Harris?
No, it's not Neil Patrick Harris. What is his name?
DeGrasse Tyson?
No, I can't remember his name. The host guy. Host guy.
Okay.
But yeah, the, Funhouse, prizes to be won. It's a real wrecky show. Anything goes. I keep playing Emily the Scene Tune, trying to get her into Funhouse.
Can you remind people which one Funhouse is?
The best TV show of all time.
What do they do?
So basically, do you not remember Funhouse?
Yes.
You don't remember Funhouse?
I do remember. Okay, so Funhouse. I remember the
right
theme.
So kids TV show, basically they pit teams of people?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's teams. Two teams of people, like red versus blue kind of situation. And there's like wacky games that involve like gunge and trying to hit targets and all this kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And at the end is the best bit of the show, where they complete in this like race where they have to like drive a go-kart around the whole studio.
I don't think I've
and then
seen this.
Run through a like children's play, you know, like soft play centers. Like,
yeah.
Polar Adventure at Maidstone Leisure Centre.
Good reference.
They have to like run through one of these things and like collect tokens which count to prizes.
Okay.
And it's all a race against time, and then the first person wins. And they win all the prizes, you know, all the kind of classic 90s kids prizes.
I must have seen this, it was a
children's TV staple. Again, another UK show. Sorry, anyone who's not from the UK.
I have a couple of British shows.
Okay.
Biker Grove.
Yeah, Biker Grove. I didn't put
which
this
I
in
remember
because
for
I
the theme show.
I remember the theme tune, but not a lot else. I knew of its existence.
I remember listening to the theme song and then changing
and then
the
being
channel.
Like, no, I'm going to change it to something else. Yeah, it was too serious for me. Wasn't,
same, yeah,
wasn't,
same here. But yeah, I remember the theme song.
Yeah, totally. I remember that. Biker Grove. Yep. Yeah, yeah, I'm on it.
It was too adult.
Yeah, too sensible for us.
What's your next one?
I've run out.
Oh, you run out?
Yeah, I've run out.
Okay, I've got one more, which is Blackadder Goes Forth.
Yeah,
is...
I did think about putting this one down as well. But yeah,
okay, which is maybe the best one that they did.
Yeah, it's probably the best. Of the Black Adders. Yeah. Agreed.
Fun with the other people.
Hugh Laurie and the guy who hasn't done anything apart from...
The time team guy.
Yeah, the time team.
What's his name?
I can't remember his name either.
Him.
Yeah, totally him. Baldrick.
Yes.
That's not his real name, but that's the character's name. Close enough. What do you want to do? Do you want to do music next?
Yeah, I've
just got like four songs for this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do you want to go?
Most of them are just like cheesy songs because
it was the 80s.
That's what the 80s was about. Eternal Flame by the Bangles.
Classic.
Ah, classic. Beautiful song. Of course, covered by Atomic Kitten, famously.
Oh, Atomic Kitten, yes. They were great. Are they getting a reunion? Hopefully.
I don't know. Maybe. Time will tell.
Maybe they have already.
Yeah, maybe they have.
Who knows? No one noticed.
Yeah, exactly, possibly. What have you got? Have you got anything on your list?
So I've got the number one single for your birthday. Do you want to know what
For my birthday?
Yeah,
okay.
And my birthday.
Sure, okay.
Like,
yeah,
mine's
I'd like
less
to
interesting,
know.
And yours is more interesting.
Okay, cool. What have you got?
So, do you remember the song that goes, "Let's Twist Again"? Like,
yes, yeah.
That's the song by Jive Bunny.
I've got Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers on my list here.
Wow.
Because I had one of their compact discs.
Oh, so you're the person who bought their music.
I was the one person who bought their music.
I hadn't heard of Jive Bunny until I looked.
No, so it was a weird thing in the UK for anyone who's from the US. And they were basically a cover band. Essentially,
yeah, really bad. Like, I mean, really great remixes.
Kind of. Basically, they took like songs that were like pretty famous and had like some kind of dance kind of vibe mm-hmm. to them. And then took them and made them more 90s,
I guess,
is the way of putting
cheesy
it.
Cheesy 90s, yeah.
And yeah, they were called Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers. Mm. And they did a lot of these type of songs and the many albums of these type of songs.
Okay, I can see that.
So yeah, that was a very popular thing back then, apparently. And what was number one on your birthday?
So that was my birthday.
Oh, sorry. What
your
was my
birthday?
Birthday
is Billy Joel.
Oh, okay.
We Didn't Start the Fire.
Great song.
Which is much cooler than mine.
Much cooler. I thought mine was the cool one. Okay.
Oh, the I thought Jive Bunny was.
No, I'm joking. Okay. I've got two other songs. They're both just cheesy classics. Too Many Broken Hearts by Jason Donovan came out this year. Great song.
Classic. Bringing out the Jason Donovan. I wasn't expecting that.
And then Hand on Your Heart by Kylie Minogue as well. Yeah. So the Australians taking over
a little bit. Yeah, they were both in the Neighbours TV show.
The Neighbours TV
which
show,
was,
yeah.
must have also
Which
been
we out. Haven't put on our list.
Well, I didn't start in 1989.
No, it's true.
But
good
it
point.
Kept going.
Forever coming, and it? Ever. Know, yeah, it's coming back.
I think it's coming back.
Yeah, I think it is.
Or did that ever happen? Or it may be back already.
Yeah, maybe.
Know.
Who cares?
It was a big news story for about 5 minutes.
And then the final thing on my list is just a handful of events. Have you got any events?
I don't have any events.
Okay, cool. So there was a bunch of releases this year in the video game world.
Yep.
So I'm just going to blast through those as quickly as I can. So the Mega Drive was released in the USA as the Genesis.
Wow.
This year. Obviously the Game Boy. We talked about the Game Boy a little bit earlier. Everyone's favorite Nintendo accessory, the Power Glove.
Oh, that came out?
Was released in 1989. So obviously that's very important.
The Power Glove. Yeah, that was an interesting peripheral, wasn't it? I'm not quite sure which games it worked on, but it looked cool.
Yeah, it does. It looks so, like, it's an iconic piece of sort of, like, very 80s video game stuff.
I genuinely can't think of what game that would be for.
I have no idea.
Do we have to look at this?
Yeah, we'll have to look it up and attempt to get ourselves a power glove.
Yeah,
is that where we're going with
this?
Okay, yeah. And then there's one final thing that's actually quite important that did happen this year. This is the year that the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Berners-Lee, invented the internet.
Oh, okay. That's quite
Which is kind
thing.
Of a big deal.
Wow, that was this year.
That was, no, 1989.
Yeah,
yeah.
not this year.
Yeah, the internet's been around for a few years.
What's this internet you say?
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, it's like, Tim Berners-Lee is quite an important part of inventing the internet, but it's not all his creation.
Oh, okay. But he's taking all the credit for it, though.
No, I don't think that's fair to say. He invented the way the internet works, which is like web addresses that point to IP addresses, all that kind of stuff. He is all him. Mm-hmm. He's the man. He made the internet.
And Taylor Swift was also born. Great year.
Taylor Swift, a solid year. A solid year. Exactly.
But yeah, what a great year for
exactly what a year.
Media and things.
Events. And things and events, yeah, and game console peripherals.
Apparently so.
Exactly.
Everyone's favourite.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of a good roundup in 1989.
Yeah, I think we've covered the year.
That's all the important stuff, for sure.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about anything else.
No, no, no.
It's not important.
Berlin what? Nothing. Shush your face. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on this slightly different episode. Maybe we'll do another one of these in the future where we'll round up another year in games / other stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please let us know by doing the things that Sam tells you to do.
Yes, please send all your feedback to hello@gasaboutgames.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter @gasaboutgames.
And thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And also, if you would like to join us playing a game this month.
Oh, yes.
At the beginning of next month, on the 5th, we are going to be talking about a game, Pilotwings 64. So if you want to join us to talk about Pilotwings 64, you can play it on the Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion pack system, which is like £35 a year, and you get a bunch of free games.
But you also need a Nintendo Switch.
Or there are other ways to play games.
Let's not talk about that.
Because that's a legal grey area. But thank you
less
so much.
Gray.
Yeah,
less
grey.
Yeah. Less
grey. Oh, don't do that.
Yes. That crime, it's a bit of a grey
area. It's a grey area, copyright law. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And we will see you next week.
Yeah,
we hope you enjoy this tune. Goodbye.
chaos.